Some nightclub comedians do jokes that are considered to be in bad taste, religious or sick or death jokes. And are these jokes indicative of that comedian's personal taste, or do they reflect what he believes the public wants?
Both ways. It can be either one. It might be his taste and what he thinks the audience wants.
Is it necessary when working in clubs for a comedian to do off-color material?
It isn't necessary to go way off-color. Double entendre, yes, but not dirty. Lenny Bruce is a big example. Lenny Bruce is one of the most talented guys that we have today, and proved it before he got into the four-letter words. Larry, and he don't need them, because he's too smart, he's too clever. But this comes out of an illness of himself. That's one characteristic that's based on what you just asked.
His personal thing. That leads me to what I was going to ask you. Is there a difference in the material that is, quote, blue, risque, double entendre? Are they three different types?
Yes, there are.
Would you be kind enough to explain the difference? For example, blue.
Well, blue is a word phrase used by... It consists of dirty. Blue is dirty. Risque is, if you take a song, like a song, a parody I wrote called The Gentleman Obviously Doesn't Believe in Making Love. He's the son of the rich, and the pitch in his voice is high. That's a little risque. That's a Tom Lehrer or Dwight Fisk style. The bell bottom is on the nose of blue and dirty.
Now, you've described the difference between blue, or, in other words, this might be a show business term for the word dirty, blue. How about double entendre?
If you want to say off color, that's the word you're looking for. The double entendre is practically risque. Dirt is shock. I call it shock treatment jokes. Pulley is one of the great... You know, like we were going to open a show with a bang, but she didn't show up.